Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump said his administration continues to make strides in the race for a coronavirus vaccine. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, in his first public appearance in days, Trump inched closer to acknowledging the outcome of the election, but stopped well short of conceding the race to former Vice President Joe Biden.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, Trump said a coronavirus vaccine could be available by the end of the year for emergency use, though it's not clear how. He also said whatever happens, his administration would not order additional lockdowns. This was the first time the president has spoken to the American people since the current surge began driving coronavirus infections to record highs throughout the U.S.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. In Minnesota, new restrictions on bars and restaurants are now in effect as COVID-19 cases explode across the upper Midwest. As Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports, indoor table service must end at 10 p.m.
The order from Minnesota Governor Tim Walz also limits private events to 25 people starting December 11th. No more than 10 people from three households may attend gatherings such as Thanksgiving dinner. The Democrat urged Minnesotans to comply to protect the health of others.
This is just simply putting people at risk. I need folks to follow along and get us through this.
Walz hinted that he may announce additional restrictions next week. For the first time, the number of active COVID-19 cases in Minnesota topped 40,000, and the daily number of deaths set records three times this week. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
Well, the president has not yet conceded. Another state, Arizona, with its 11 electoral votes, has been called for Joe Biden. And the Associated Press has called North Carolina's 15 electoral votes for Trump. Will Michaels of member station WUNC explains why it took 10 days to determine a winner.
On election night, President Donald Trump led President-elect Joe Biden by about 76,000 votes. But the AP and other news outlets took their time to make a call in this state because more than 100,000 absentee ballots were unaccounted for. Those ballots did not significantly close the gap in the presidential race here. As counties finished tallying votes, updated results showed Trump ahead of Biden by more than 73,000 votes. But projections had already given Biden more than the necessary 270 electoral votes to win the presidency. Georgia is now the only state that remains too close to call. For NPR News, I'm Will Michaels in Durham, North Carolina.
A judge in Michigan Friday rejected a request from supporters of President Trump to block the certification of votes in the Detroit area, where support for Joe Biden is strong. Republicans had claimed fraud and voting irregularities. The judge said the allegations were incorrect and not credible. This is NPR News. The Labor Department is reporting that prices at the wholesale level rose 0.3% last month, after gaining 0.4% in the month before. Food prices climbed 2.4%. The co-creator of the cartoon Scooby-Doo has died. Ken Spears was 82 years old. His son, Kevin Spears, told The Hollywood Reporter that he died from complications in California related to Lewy body dementia. NPR's Andrew Lingbong reports his death comes just months after his creative partner, Joe Ruby, had died.
What a nervous night to be walking home from the movies, Scooby-Doo.
Ken Spears and Joe Ruby worked in different departments at animation studio Hanna-Barbera and didn't even know each other until a journalist working on a story about the studio got them in a room together. From there started a long partnership that gave birth to Scooby and the rest of Mystery Inc.
Well, gang, it looks like we're up to our armor plates in another mystery.
The two left Hanna-Barbera in 1977 and formed their own studio, making Saturday morning cartoons such as Thundar the Barbarian, the Plastic Man comedy adventure show, and Alvin and the Chipmunks. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
The private company SpaceX is delaying by a day a planned launch from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Officials say the weather is not cooperating. The launch planned for Saturday night is now scheduled for Sunday night. The company's newly designed Crew Dragon is to take off, carrying four astronauts to the space station. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.